Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Velocity. I am Vail, aka Vail, as y'all better know me as. Welcome back to episode, I don't know what episode this is. I genuinely don't remember what episode I'm on, but welcome back to the episode. Of course, it's been probably a while since I heard my voice. If y'all not tuning in with the page, which y'all should follow if y'all don't already, 91.1 WEDM. But I hope y'all doing well. This quarter flew by so fast, man. Like, I genuinely feel like October was yesterday. And we go on break as of this recording in like 3 days. So it's time is flying. And it's like I've said at the beginning of this whole podcast, time is of the essence, man. Girls basketball and boys basketball rolling. I'm shooting other events. That's good. You know, I thought in this drought where I'm in broadcasting mode that I wouldn't get as many opportunities to shoot as much as I want. But, you know, the opportunities came and arose. And obviously, they're getting fulfilled. I see my boys at alumni on the 15th of December. And it was all just a good time, man. I feel like just, yeah, seeing everybody, you know, before you and even, like, when you were there. Like, Isaiah and Corey, Teef, Christian, Colin. Like, all of them. Seeing what they've done for, like, not even just, like, radio, but like dang near like the school, like they kind of said Corey and Isaiah were like the peak of WEDM. Like without them, I feel like there is no EDM, or like I'm not the person I am today, honestly. Like they're a huge reason why I love the game so much. But nah, man, it was fun seeing them broadcasting. Boys win and what, it won by like 5, I think. Great game. Just all in all, fun to see everybody. It was a very fun quarter, man. And it, like I said, it flew by. Like, I got all my, oh, thank God that, like, every teacher just gives out their projects early. And just the final week, you just chill. This is, like, genuinely how it should be always, 24-7. Not having to stress about nothing. Like, that is how finals should be made. I did my finals in Miss Gillum class, like, 3 weeks before I did my other finals. But, yeah, thanks. Compared to last year to this year, finals were a lot less stressful. Maybe it's because I know I just need blank amount to pass or to just get by. But, and it's like, I'm not even like just doing the bare minimum. I'm going for like A, B's, even like econ, only missed one econ assignment. And that was because I just didn't, I hate English. But I did my English final. That's probably my best final. I was snapping on that English final. But all in all, it was just cool. Just putting in the work, and just it's that mentality of hard work pays off. Like you really just feel it. It's like, man, it's what they talking about. Class has been fine, man. Just still in that process of college. I was keen on IU Bloomington, but UND is starting to spark my interest more and more. Not even to school, but just, you know, kind of staying home. I'm not scared of like abandoning UND itself, but I definitely feel like my time here is not done. And just going to a whole other city. I believe I use a city. It's complicated. But going to another area where I know a few people is like very, I think I'm ready for that yet. But it's just, I can't wait. Whatever I do, it's going to be a whole new like scene of opportunities waiting for me. And I can't wait to see what, you know, what transpires. Using big words. But nah, the season though, even like November, I'm going to just go by the rink. October was a great month. It was fun. Had fun partying. It was cool. Cool little vibes to come back into the motions of school and stuff. Like that was cool. I don't know about October. This semester was going to fly by. Then what? November? November was also cool. November, it's genuinely never been a bad November year for me in school or just period. Like November's always been like one of them great months. Me and my boys went bowling. Thanksgiving, I went to Illinois again. What else happened? Again, chill with the homies. Like November was just a solid little month that was needed. November was needed. Like really, like it was just a cool little laid back month, but it also was like, it was an eye opener. Like I was sitting down in November, I'm like, dang, 2024 is coming up like next month. And it was kind of a wake up call to me, but it was still like a fun season. In December, I've been locked in all December, man. Straight finals, work, missing work. I've been on that. I feel like 2018 LeBron James. And for non-sports fans, I'm just say I'm putting up a masterclass. I've been going crazy, man. I've changed a lot of my grades. Look, y'all think y'all know pain? Wait until y'all have to take pre-calculus first period. And I still got a B+ in there. Shout out Miss Horn, man. I don't credit Miss Horn enough for what she has done and like how good of a teacher she is. Miss Horn, Mr. O'Brien, Miss Harris. I'm forgetting one. Oh my God. It was my second semester freshman math teacher, bro. She was go-to too. All I know is they all stuck through. We thugged it out. We made it. But nah. It's pre-cal is not it. I feel like, I remember O'Brien talked about it on the podcast with when we was on the porch last year. He was like, he thought calculus was easier than pre-cal purely because you don't know pre-cal a lot. I was flying through pre-cal, and O'Brien is a math teacher. Oh, he teaches geometry. But, like, he's knowledge in the subject. And I thought pre-cal was easy. I just hate taking it in the morning because it's like, people going to say PE first is terrible. People going to say weights first is terrible. There's genuinely nothing worse than having math first period. And I like math. I'm good at math. I literally say my best subjects are math and science. You can throw history in there too. But, like, that's it. And as for the future of this podcast, that's probably, I'm going to end it with this future. Be more consistent. I'm going to be way more consistent. I'm preparing for ISAB, so my mind has been elsewhere other than this podcast. But be more consistent. More guests will be on. Next episode, I plan on doing yearbook. I believe yearbook or girls basketball. Depends on how things are moving at the time, because that's really all this is about. Y'all know me. Flying colors, no prep. Nah, I do prep a little bit. But flying colors, straight lugging it out. This podcast will be, I'm going to say it now, 2024, I'm going to have over 20 episodes out, maybe 25 plus. That's the goal. If I don't hold that goal, I'm going to be ashamed of myself. And y'all know how much I like pushing myself. So 25 episodes plus is the goal at the end of the semester or the end of the next semester. Yeah, graduate. Hey, time is ticking. Tick, tick, tick. That's all from me. A little short, little recap episode. And yeah, hope y'all enjoy listening. Of course, look both ways before you cross the street. Stay heated. It is cold. I ain't going to lie. It's been colder than recent years of December, but. Thank you for listening. I love y'all. Look before you cross the road and get money.